The Spiral Path, The Ayla Trilogy, Book 3, written by Matt Griffin and read by Luke Griffin. Even before her eyes had opened, Ayla was aware of the frantic atmosphere surrounding her. Her senses started to fire up, systems slowly coming online. First, cold air on her cheek. Then, moisture in the thick air, condensing in droplets on her skin. Her ear was sore from rubbing against something coarse like leather. And she was held. There was no softness in the limbs, but they gripped her tightly, and she felt safe. The noise around her was muffled at first, like she was in a glass jar. She was jostled a little, not enough to hurt, but enough to urge her eyes into jittering life. It took several attempts to open them, and when she did, the light stung and she had to shut them again. Another try, and she could make out a blurry slab of colour leaning over her. She felt warm breath and then heard the voice of her Uncle Lan.
"She wakes."
Ayla was lifted closer to his chest as he adjusted his grip on her to try and make her more comfortable.
"Easy now, girl," he said. "Breathe. Just breathe."
She thought this was a funny thing to say, until she realized, with a writhing chest, that she was barely breathing. The voice of her uncle soothed her, his rough hand placed gently on her cheek.
"You're okay. Just relax. Slowly now. Take a breath."
And as he coaxed the function back into her lungs, tenderly encouraging her to open her throat and let the damp air in, she found herself smiling. She smiled not just at the relief of breathing, but also at that most reassuring of sounds, the singular, unique voice of Lan. The voice that carried so much tenderness and danger at the same time.
Lan, what's happening?"
Her voice was weak. Over his wide shoulders, the sky was moving, and she wondered if he was doing something crazy, like dancing with her in his arms. But as she sat painfully upright, she realized they were on a horse. It announced its presence with a shake of its head and a steaming snort. The scene around her began to unfold, but she could make no sense of it. They were outside, on a mist-drenched hillside. Tall yellow grass fenced great grey boulders. Around them, other horses reared and stamped their hooves on the ground, turning in agitated circles with strange riders on their backs, men and women dressed like old warriors from ancient times. They all seemed to be staring in Ayla's direction, as if waiting for instruction from her uncle. Then, more welcome voices joined the cacophony of neighing and frantic shouting.
"Ayla! How are you feeling? Thank God you're awake. Thank God is right. Ayla, it's us."